This is the Classic Rock and Metal Podcast.
This interview with former Guns N' Roses drummer Steven Adler and his bassist Chip Zinoff, both now touring and recording with Adler's Appetite, will be presented in more detail in the next Classic Rock and Metal podcast. However, with the band about to descend on the UK and the response from recent European shows being so phenomenal, we thought you should hear some of it now and perhaps get down to one of the upcoming gigs. Please bear in mind that Steven now has a slight speech impediment as a result of a stroke he sustained some time ago. You've been having some fun?
Oh, it's been so great. We've been having a really great time. The crowds have been fantastic. I mean, all the love. And finally, it's like 20 years later, I'm getting some love and some respect for, my contribution to Guns N' Roses. And it's a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying it.
I mean, are you looking forward to coming back to the UK? I know everybody's really keen to see you.
I cannot wait. I wish the bus driver would wake up so we leave already to get there. Sooner he wakes up, sooner we get on that ferry and get over to the UK.
Fantastic.
And we're in Paris right now. We're just sitting here in Paris.
Oh, well, there are worse places you could be.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm enjoying it. Like I said, we've got a great selection of movies, and I got a head full of memories for the last 3 weeks of playing all the states and cities here in Europe. And now it's off to the UK. That's the big stuff.
That's so cool. I mean, I mean, it's incredible, really. I mean, I saw some live footage of you recently, and your timing is still spot on, which is unbelievable after everything you've been through, like a stroke. I mean, you must be, like, indestructible.
You'd be surprised what the body can put up with. You would think it's easy to kill yourself. It's not. The body can put up with a lot of bullshit. I mean, I'm lucky and thankful I came out of it with just a stroke. A mild stroke, I'd be learning to speak again. I'm thankful that I'm capable of the touring, and people enjoy the music still. That's a rare thing. You do your homework, be prepared, and be truly confident. That will attract success like a magnet. Believe me.
Well, it looks like it because I mean people are turning out and people are desperate to see it. And there's the new single which is just on the iTunes. Is it Alive? Is the new one?
Well, we got Alive is the first one. We have two new ones, Fading and Stardogs. You can get those on iTunes too, and you can either check out all the shows that we've done over here in Europe in the past 3 weeks on AdlersAppetiteOnline.com. Hold on 1 second, Oliver. I'm gonna give you a chippy.
Okay, Oliver, I gotta tell you, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, how you doing, Chip? Nice to speak to you, man.
I got to add on to what Steven was saying about the shows. Every show has been a sellout, jam-packed now. We're not playing arenas right now as we should be, but it's an arena act playing clubs, and we got 400, 500, 600 people a night piling in. They're singing the songs of not only the stuff that Steven wrote with Guns N' Roses, but the new material that Adler's Appetite has just put out. And we hope to have a record out sometime this year. We're putting one song out at a time because that's the way the world is right now. iTunes, Rhapsody, eMusic, all these music sites.
Yeah.
And we want to accommodate the fans as fast as we can.
Fantastic. I mean, the stuff sounds great. And people should know, if they're thinking of coming to see you, I mean, obviously in the band, they've got yourself and obviously Steven. Who else we got?
So we have Michael Thomas playing lead guitar with us. Right. Michael's played with a couple of big bands, Fastback, of course, most notably, and he's worked with Tracy Guns as well. And we also have a guitar player's name is Robo, and he's from Poland, terrific guitar player, living out in Hollywood right now. Hasn't done much, he's a young little whippersnapper, and boy, he plays his ass off. He sounds just like Slash, really great guitar player. I wouldn't say that unless he was terrific. Right. And then on lead vocals, we have a guy named Rick Stitch. He came from Canada. Young guy came down to audition. We said, thanks for coming out. The next day we called him and said, come on in and sing. And he's not an Axl singer. However, he pays respect to Axl, and he has his own timbre singing-wise. Great look. And I think he sings these Adler Appetite songs like they're his. So we have a nice little team right here we've put together, that our Steven's put together. And I expect big things to happen for this band right now. Steven's in a real good place in his life. I'm glad to be a part of it. And we got a strong rhythm section every night. The shows are strong, and the fans are speak volumes. I let you know, go get on YouTube if you want to see any of the shows, and I'll give you an insight on what we're doing right now in this tour right now, driving around in an Oscar Mayer wiener wagon for a month.
And those UK tour dates are as follows. Tonight, the 23rd of February, Ipswich Regent. 24th of February, Grimsby Yardbirds. 25th is Sutton, Nottinghamshire the Diamond. 26th, the Duchess in York. 27th is the Robin 2 in Bilston. And the 28th of February is the Underworld in London. Get yourself down there.